Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
People can hear me out there. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? I'm trying to get through this. Having a little problem going on. I'm kind of working still without all the equipment I need. We're going to try to get through this the best we can. But before we get started, as we do every week, before we get off into what's going on tonight, we want to make sure, see if we got Ernie on to come and give some great tech tips. For y'all who don't know, I happen to be tuning in on a lot of stuff that Ernie be doing. He gives a lot of vital information for guys to help him. So you can tune in to Ernie. Check him out. Do we got Ernie on here, Sharon? We got Ernie out here tonight?
Tracy, you got to give me a minute to get Ernie on. I had to find you first. So give me a couple of minutes to get Ernie on.
Okay, we'll give him. Okay, hey, if we got anybody, until you get him on there, we got anybody want to say something about an upcoming event, we'll give him a few minutes to do that until Ernie get on here, and then we'll let Ernie get started with his tech tip. So I don't know who we got out there, if you can help me out. Maybe she went in the private room, I can't tell right now before she opened any mics. Well, let me just say this. Until we get Ernie on here, let me talk about what I know that's coming up on my end right here. We got a couple of races I know coming up. They might come on and speak a little about. We got a race coming up in Dallas on the 10th. I also got one Labor Day. A couple of Labor Day races are going to be coming up, I believe, the 25th and 26th of next month. So I guess those people are going to come on and talk about their races when we get a little time here. So that said, I know, as everybody know, Tommy Dog got June 14th coming up down at my little home track, Temple, shootout at the river. We're going to be doing some guys around here from town and some other places. Hey, they big on bikes around here, man. They want to come in with Atomic Dog and do some things with a bike shootout down there at the river, man. It should be a nice little place. Also, as you know, got defending champion belt. Kenny Dukes coming back with that love truck, defenders. Bill, just want to put word out there. Here's another truck coming up out the Fort Hood area coming down here to try to tackle Mr. Duke Red Belt this year. So, hey, Kenny, I don't know, but that's just the word on the street. You know how I go in this business. Ain't no secrets in grudge racing, but I hear somebody's coming for you. So with that said, man, as you know, again, a big, 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 big one is going to be going down, and I can't speak enough about this one. Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals going on July the 4th and 5th, San Antonio Raceway. People are talking about it. People are getting ready for it. Make your plans. Get your hotel reservations. Oh, man, it's going to be going down 4th of July. That's going to be the place to be. If you're a grudge racer, that's where you should make your plans to be, because everybody who's somebody in the game of grudge is planning on converging on San Antonio, Texas on July the 4th and 5th. As you know, on that Friday night, man, we try to do something. It's a big thing here in Texas, celebrating the 4th of July. It's going to be a big fireworks show going on down at that track on that Friday night, man, to get us kids something to see. As you know, kids under 12 get in free, so everybody come on out, bring your kids, and let them enjoy the fireworks show that we're going to be displaying down at San Antonio Raceway on July the 4th. And then again, you know, we get out of it. We got all the bad boys going to be up and going in the shootouts that are going to be going on the 5th with the pro mods and the back halves. And man, people just going to be trying to lock in races. I tell you what, they're going to be trying to put it down and represent their state. People coming from so many different states, man, it's hard to name, but they're coming from all over, and they're going to be trying to represent their state. We're going to be getting down on that July 5th. Also, as you know, we got a motorcycle show. Guys coming to strut their stuff on their motorcycles, man, and show their bikes. Got a group out of San Antonio, Texas. Got some very, very fancy bikes with a lot of money put into them. And they're going to come out there and strut their stuff. And we're also going to have a motorcycle race for all your motorcycle enthusiasts. Come on out with your bike, San Antonio Raceway. And then again, for the ones who like to come and pop it a little bit, we got Houston's own Slim Thug in the house. Going to be doing a live concert there at the track. So tell all your friends, y'all come out and have a good time. That's going to be the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be going down in San Antonio, Texas, right off I-10. Easy to get to. We'll have more information to come, more direction. Going to be talking about more things. A lot of lockups going to be going down. Just make your plan. Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals, July the 4th and 5th, San Antonio Raceway, where the game of grudge is going to another level. I want everybody to come out and be there. Hey, Sharon, with that said, we want to see if we got Ernie on here. You got a hold to it?
Yeah, Tracy, I got in touch with Ernie, but I gave him a pass on tonight's show. He's in really bad weather. They're being threatened by tornadoes and stuff, and so I told him his safety was more important than trying to come on the show.
Okay, then with that said, do we got anybody out here that want to speak on an upcoming event that's happening right now? We got anybody online for that?
Hold on a second. Batman, your mic is open.
What up, Trace? What's happening, boy?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, we're down here in this old sunny weather down here in the D-Town, DFW, man. Let everybody know. Y'all know what time it is. March 10th, we got the baddest grudge showdown in the DFW area, Dallas versus Houston. I know what time it is. I already got a lot of lockups already. Got some great guys coming from Houston. Javier coming back in the flash. He said he's coming back to talk with anybody in the DFW. Matter of fact, he's running Andy Parks with the small block Camaro. That's going to be a good matchup right there, man. Them guys been, and they've been some pretty good serious money on that, too. Man, a lot of guys, like I said, Nightmare, Tony Thorne, they getting it on, man. We got a lot of good guys coming, man. Like I said, you got Doug Morales versus the Bird, man. It's going to be exciting, man. Real, very exciting, man. Dallas versus Houston, man, event. And trust me, all the surround cities are very much welcome to come in and get in this battle if y'all think y'all can stand the pain. So that's what that is, man. March 10th, y'all be out there. Guarantee you what, make sure you come early because it's going to get packed real fast. And trust me, this is going to be a very organized race by your boy Batman, and you're going to enjoy it because I got some different things coming, baby. Y'all look out.
All right, Batman. Okay, hey, who else we got?
Jackie, your mic is open.
What's Jackie? Going on, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on?
Y'all doing all right? Hey, I just want to let everybody know, for those that don't, Texas is going to invade Hattiesburg, Mississippi this week. We got several lock-in races. The Texas 10 is putting this on. It's not one person individually. It's all of us together. And we're going out there and try to stir up a little action, make some enemies out there so we can lure them back over here for July 4th and 5th. And also get some guys to start coming traveling our way. We're going to take some of the first steps. You know, as y'all know, we went to Indiana last year, Louisiana, and we're going to keep going this year. So first stop's Hattiesburg. We're going to go out there and race them boys, see what kind of action we can bring from the Texas area. And anybody likes to join us, man, y'all welcome to come. I got some special things going on for the Texas guys coming. You give me a call or Red Hot a call. He's a Mississippi guy. We'll take care of you on that. Just want to let everybody know that's going on. It's going to be Saturday, May 3rd.
All right, Jackie, man, we want to wish you out in Texas, boy, well, to be safe this weekend. I like to be in the house, but you know I'm planning on going to Milan, Michigan this weekend. If I don't get shut down, I'm planning on being in Milan, Michigan. If not, I would be out there in Mississippi with you.
All right, no problem.
Hey, Jackie, I'm on somebody else's phone. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, can you hear him, Red Hot? There's Red Hot right there.
Red Hot, whose phone are you on? Hey, Red Hot, are you on Batman's phone? Or is he on your phone, Jackie?
No,
we can barely hear.
I'm on another guy's phone that I think is on Jackie's phone. Called in about
10
minutes ago and it was full. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yep. Okay, it may not be him because I'm red hot on that all tonight. How Texas going tonight? Y'all doing all right?
Oh, yeah, doing all right out here, man. Boys coming out there to go down on y'all red hot. They coming to do something to you.
Yeah, and red hot ain't no computer, man. But I'm telling y'all, I've been searching that computer and getting all my friends to get out there. I was looking for some of the baddest cats in Texas. And I'm going to tell you the truth, I was trying to stay away from them. I found some of the weakest, some of the guns out there in Texas, and I wrote their names down. And I hope I don't offend nobody, but I'm out looking for about three summer guns out in Texas. And I ain't trying to make them come this way. I'm just trying to see if they plan on coming this way. And if I got no permission, I'll start calling out their names. And if they pull on no red hot chains, I'll lock something up in with them tonight. Is that okay?
Red hot, you might be trying to lock somebody in. You might well put them out there on blast. You want to call their name so they won't be guessing who it is.
Okay. The first one is some guy that they say he's hiding in the bushes and he'll snail. Bush snail, bush hail, bush shale.
Bushmail.
He got that gold nose. Bushmail. I was looking at one of them YouTube videos. He was out there, and he reminded me of some of these old guys out there way. Keep saying he couldn't find no race. If he's planning on coming this way, and he hit that one button, Y'all see it on Red Eye to lock him up, or if y'all can hang on Red Eye so he don't have to have a good gun. If he out there, please come out the bushes, and I will give you, I promise you I'll give you some action for the week. Now, and the other old guy is King Bumblebee, or something they call him like that. King Stangerbee. He's a yellow jacket, but somebody took his stain. It's a King B, that Camaro with the flames on it.
King B, yeah, you got it. King B, got it. Push the one button. Somebody want to holler at
you. Yeah. Don't nobody know him. He must not be racist. So, y'all excuse me. I'm calling out names y'all don't know. Everybody act like they don't know some of these guys. And I heard old Batman. He sounds like he one of them big guys out there. I always said I'd step out on a limb for the end of the night. And I don't know what you got, Batman, but I listened to you. And I forgot the other guy's name, so if you coming this way, Batman, let me know. King Bumblebee with the stain gone out of us, and the one hiding in the bushes that's called a snail, over there, I'll give y'all plenty of action if y'all come this way this weekend.
Sound like he got the talking part done.
Sound like they hung me up. Ain't nobody talking. The host ain't talking no more.
Yeah,
I believe you're going to have enough on your plate coming down that way anyway.
Well, Jackie, y'all, to tell y'all the truth, I'm planning on getting y'all something y'all ain't going to forget. I just want some more Texas guy to be here to witness.
Bush
now,
hey.
Open.
Yep.
What's up, Tommy?
What's up, Bush now? The man calling your name, he calling you Bush Snail.
Hey,
he didn't call
hey,
you
man,
Bush
you
Snail. He called you Bush hey. Snail. So, still moving slow, man.
Hey, look here. He got like Jack Stevenson on that man a few minutes ago. He damn sure got the goddamn talking part done, man. Hey, man, we ain't got no bushes right here, man. We don't hide no goddamn bushes down here. What's wrong with you, man? Who you is? What you got?
Hey,
hold on, wait a minute.
I'm glad my goddamn name first on the list. That makes me feel like I'm important. When you got me first on the goddamn list, I'm important. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm finna make you feel important. You want to walk up the
right
the
yeah. What you got, man? What you got, man? What you got looking for
me? I got an 85 Camaro, and you can ask a Tommy Dog hit up. I come down to a show grudge he had over in Lena. My first pass, I had to help them push me that. We pushed that motherfucker up on the train.
Hold on. What kind of car you got, man? You said a Camaro is a bag-ass car, stock and see. What kind of car is it, man? I
no,
it up, man.
No. It's a chassis car, man.
Chassis car? Why you fucking with me in a chassis car? You need to be fucking with Butler now. You don't need to be fucking with me. You need to fuck with me with a ladderball car and a stock suspicion car. You won't fuck with me. Yeah, I don't even want no spots from your ass. I don't even need no spots from you. Because my car, hey, let me tell you something. My car ain't going to never get in front of the goddamn star line. I mean, it's slow. Fuck that. So you ain't going to spot me with that shit. So you need to be fucking with other them. I'll find somebody down there with a stock suspicion ladderball car then come holler at me.
Just do like them boys told you on YouTube when I was watching that video with you arguing with somebody on YouTube. Get your ass back in the bushes and be quiet then. You were talking shit like you couldn't find no race.
I'm looking for action. Let me tell you something about putting there, man. Hold up. Hold up. I got a bunch of action.
Can y'all hear me up in this piece?
Yeah, that King B, bad man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this King B, man.
King B.
Hey, look at how red hot is King.
I'm looking at you on that same video, baby.
I was looking at you in the candy store.
Okay.
Ain't they called Red Hot Candies? Yeah, I was looking at you in the candy store.
Let's lock up. Make me pay for talking like this then. Let's lock up.
Yeah.
What you got? What you? What did you? You? I wasn't. I wasn't. You wasn't through describing this weak ass car. But you told me my shit was weak. I would come down there and fuck you up.
Yeah. Hey, Ma.
What you got? Talk
quick.
Talk quick.
I got an 85 Camaro. I can see your picture of it. Atomic Dog Rim, I ought to be able to.
Hey,
Atomic Dog muted his phone. He started laughing when I got on the phone.
Hey,
I ain't got shit. I just,
he got an 85 Camaro. He got an 85 Camaro. And down on his ass, you ought to go.
He didn't even fuck with Atomic Dog. He didn't even fuck with me.
Hey. Goddamn, Tommy Dow say down on your ass. Down, go Frazier at the 3:30. Fuck, you want to lock in?
But you
want to
lock in? You want to lock in at 200 or you need more?
Hey, give me
200
on the top. Nah, we're big boy. Listen to me right quick. Give me a few minutes, and I'm going to push my motherfucking mute button in a minute. I'm going to make sure I can get down there. I ain't going to lock nothing. I can't make sure I can get in there.
Hey,
if I make sure I can get down there, you gonna have problems on your hands.
You sound like you were listening to a Tommy Dog until I start calling out a number. Now you need to talk to somebody else.
Nah, boy, come here. Nobody talking about no numbers about. Say, player, hold that down. Stop that. Don't even do that. You gonna nuts stay? I'm over here. That ain't even. What I'm saying is, I'm making sure I can come. That number, what you talking about? You can stop that. That ain't no problem. I'm talking about to make sure I can get there with my people. I ain't telling about
let me know.
Yeah, you just hold tight. Just hold tight. Just hold tight.
Yeah, that bullshit, man. What's wrong with Red? Red Eye Candy down there.
He candy. He gonna be eye candy.
Hey,
I got me on goddamn front of this. That's why I want to be in the goddamn front.
Well, I appreciate y'all's time. I'm going to sit back and be quiet. And Batman, everybody saying something for you.
Yeah, you got to let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Big Dog Red or Red Chili, whoever he is. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I ain't got to say nothing. It's a bunch of motherfucking wolves that you can't even take care of when they get down there. So that's what I'm saying. You don't even know anything about goddamn Dallas, Texas, and the DFW area right here. Because you're about to tell you, man, it's another problem. You get full off of it. I'm telling you, you got a handful with the Texas kids going down there.
You better get your ass.
Anybody else.
You better get your ass pumped. You better run out of air, Lottie. You talk.
Man, like I told you,
can't nobody get your ass.
When you get your ass whooped down there, come on back up here. Come on back up here.
Hey, you the one be doing all promoting them.
Yeah.
I see why you promote. You start arguing your ass off somebody asked you to race. All I did was ask you got a race car. You start arguing, man.
I got a 69 and I have a Mustang myself, man. But I'm going to try to thank you this. But you're looking for all these races. I'm trying to figure out at what point you think that you're going to win all these races.
Hey, man,
you just put up a whole bunch of kids, and you're not going to keep out one of them.
Hey, man, put the lock up high enough. Oh,
Red
Eye Candy. Put the lock up high enough to pay for it.
Hey, man, listen, man. You got to hold up the dog coming towards you right now.
Sound like Mark was 901, but I'm a precious motherfucking candy.
Say, man.
Hey, Tommy Dog. Hey, Tommy Dog.
What's
that? Let him know if he needs to jump all over me or not. If you don't say nothing, I know it's just slow. Let him know if he needs to get all over me or not.
Man, listen,
well,
man.
Atomic Dog just said you ain't got no business running calling me, so I'm sorry I called your name.
And Tracy told you the right thing. We don't give a damn about no tax card, and we're going to try you. We don't give a fuck if you got tax card and got that bicycle rims on it.
Here's some of the races we do got locked in. I'm going to race Red Hot and WT, and I'm giving them both the back tires and let them tear their ass. Flip is going to race Red Hot. Flip's also going to race Red Hot on a Christmas tree for $100 just because they said that can't neither one of them beat each other. So they got money locked in on the Christmas tree.
That's three losses that they got already lost. You already.
Duke and Outlaw, which is Aaron, is locked in with a guy named John John. And Texas Beast is locked in with Slick. And we got four-wheelers and motorcycles locked in. Now, Red Hot is the proclaimed fastest of the bunch, he says. He said he's the fastest. They all slow. And we're going to go out there and show them how slow they are.
Listen, Jack, do your thing. Hey, if I don't get a chance to make it down, I'm going to give y'all about four by the day. Bring him back this way.
I know, man. I just know y'all are on a short stretch, man. I don't get all the time putting my phone on YouTube.
Your shit must be slow. You get excited, man.
Y'all on a damn 500 feet track claiming you got a 660 time.
You're getting spotted. Man, don't get on your horse and get spotted, man. What's wrong with you?
Sound like you're a studio gangster to me.
I tell you what.
I wouldn't even get on that goddamn chopper shit and getting spotted, man.
Hey, Red Hot. Red
Hot. Go ahead, Red Hot.
I was just saying, is King B back?
No, he
okay, he's
yet.
Still checking on it. Tracy, before I turn it back over to Red Hot, I think you have one more upcoming event. Red Hot just came in and took over the show.
Hold on, Red Hot. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere because they're going to lock you in. Hey, Red Hot, don't go nowhere because you're going to lock. You're going to get locked in again because right now you got three losses right now, so you're going to get your fourth loss. Hold on. But let's go on to the next race.
Three losses.
Okay, let me do this one, and then we'll let Red Hot continue.
Lorenzo,
your mic is
open. Can
you
hear me?
We can hear you. Yeah.
How's it going, Ray? How's it going, Ray, family? I just wanted to give an announcement about the big coming up event, HCI Memorial Day Race. It's going to be started May 24th at Red Line Raceway. Gates will open at 12 noon with no curfew. If you need more information on the race, you can go to redlineraceway.com. Also, we'll be having the old school back half, 5-0 class. $50 entry fee with over 2,000 payouts for that 5-0 old school back half. We'll also have a 580 class with no entry fee. $1,500 to the winner, $500 to runner-up based on a 16-car field. And last but not least, we have a 7-0 class with no entry fee. $1,000 to win, $500 runner-up. No electronics in the suspension, no tire bigger than a 28-10-5, no W's. This will be a foot brake race only, no trans race. And also the track will be available all day for grudge racing.
All day. Grudge. Hey, is that
the
weekend
of the Alicat
race?
Well, Alicat race that Sunday, we're doing ours that Sunday, that Saturday.
Oh, that's a bad money. Double up on that motherfucker there. They've been like that for a couple of years now. They do that on Saturday.
Hey,
what they do
that
track down there, man? Last time I
was there,
that track was slick, man.
Oh, no, it's super nice. They have a new owner. The guy by the name of Mike Adcock bought the track, and he's putting plenty of money into the track, making it nice.
Okay. Let's get back to this chili pepper guy.
All right. That's all you got, Renzo?
That's about it. That's fine.
Okay. Did King B come back on? Okay, I guess he got on.
Hey, I'm still on. I'm just on mute right now.
Don't get him on that no more.
J- just on mute right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Just text me and let me know when we can get you back on. Just text me when you want to make your decisions. You know, we're trying to make sure you go down there and get your other win, you know. Okay, hey, well, this year kind of came up, man. It kind of came up, and guys kind of kicked it around to me and wanted to throw it out there. So we're gonna throw it out there and see where it goes, see how people feel about it, see what they think about it. In the game of grudge, you know, constant stuff coming up, and we throw it out there for information, FYI, throw it out there to try to give people a reason to think about it. But the deal is the topic for tonight, you know. When you're attending a grudge event, who's accountable? And when does it become smack talk? Who's accountable? And when does it become smack talk? Everybody can't handle it, so you got to think about it. And is there any such thing in the grudge game as accountability? If there is, so what does that mean to you? Again, when it comes to grudge events, who's accountable when it becomes smack talk? And is there any such thing as a grudge racist accountability? If so, what does that mean to you? That's something that came to me. People wanted to argue back and forth about it. Some of the understanding makes sense. Some of the understanding might not make sense. I want to throw it out here to the grudge racers, the grudge fans. It can be for a track owner, anybody. We want to know, when it comes to grudge racing or it comes to racing events, who's ultimately accountable? Who's accountable? It's something to me to you. Push the one button, and we want to get some ideas and some pictures and see how folks think, try to shed some light on this. So from my understanding, a few things been going around, and people been talking about the accountability part, who's accountable. We just like to see what the folks in the world want to say. Let's go to the line and see what we get with this. What we got, Sharon? Sharon, are you there? Oh, she's in a private room.
Sorry. No, hold on. I'm back. I try to get people on in between. Hold on. You want mics open? Is that what you're asking me?
Push the one button if you got something to say on this. Who's accountable? Go and open the mic and call it out, and let's see who we're talking to, and let's see how they feel and what they think about it.
Okay, you've got a few hands up, so I'm just going to open those mics. Troy, your mic is open. Troy out of Dallas.
The
your mic
now.
Is open.
What up, Troy?
214-6135. Your mic is open.
Is that Troy, you say?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was by accident. Hold on. Slick, your mic is open.
Hey, top of the evening to you, Miss Sharon and Tommy Dow Slick, Team Nightmare.
What up, Slick?
Saying? Oh,
what's
man.
Going on?
Hey,
tell
man. Say again?
Talk to me. Tell me what you think about that. Tell me what you think.
Well, I mean, you know, you're dealing with accountability. I mean, you know, either way it goes, a team effort all the way across the board. And I think that everybody, for all particular parties that are involved, everybody should be held accountable. The promoter, the owner, the racer. I mean, you know, because my thing is this, you know, the promoter, whatever you say you go do, whoever the promoter is, then you ought to be accountable for doing what you say you're going to do. The owners ought to be accountable, making sure the track is prepped and safe and so forth. If the racers say that they locked in, you know, and they promised to be at an event, then they ought to be there. You know, man, where is this ball? So the accountability goes all the way across the board.
Okay, well, how about when it comes down to smack talk? Because it came up to me and someone else said, how about when it comes down to smack talk and it gets pretty heated? Who's accountable for that situation to you? What's your opinion about that?
Well, I mean, you know, in the grudge thing, man, you know, it always have been smack talk, always will. And, hey, man, you know, that's a fun part, you know, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and so I just have to say both parties that they're involved, man, is accountable. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to just talk to myself, you know. If I'm talking smack, I'm talking to smack to whomever we want to run down on, you know, and so forth. And they're going to bring it back, and so there it is.
Yeah. What's big about that?
Okay, I'm just kind of throw something out there. I got some people out there were talking about it, and maybe they'll come in. We'll go see what got the next call. See what they got to say. We just want to put it and see what people think. I agree with you, what you said, Slick, on a lot. Ultimately, you know, that's my opinion, that everybody shares certain responsibility, and, you know, that's where I take on. But we want to see what some of the folks think. Some folks may seem to think different, so we're just trying to see. What we got next, Sharon?
Carl, your mic is open.
All right,
DJ
Cole,
your mic is open.
Hey,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
I just actually pushed the button. I'm just sitting back here in the bushes listening. But I think the talking and going off is good for grudge racing, because, hey, I think that's the only way you're gonna get a race if you talk crazy to each other.
But all
okay.
the people.
How about when you get like that? Sometimes. And get out of hand. Who do you think is responsible? Who's accountable for stuff? Who's accountable? Omar, what do you think? Or does it mean anything?
Well, I say it like this. You can kind of sometimes point out people who can take it and who can't take it. If you feel like you see somebody can't take it when you are talking and get out of hand, it really ain't no use. You kind of need to be at a limit with them, because if you can dish it out and they can't take it, if they can dish it out, you can't take it, then it really ain't no use of even messing with them. You know, for a prime factor, I was on the show that night when Tommy Dog, you and Pro Stock Joe was going at it. It got pretty heated, but man, that was a hell of a show that night, man. You know, it was fun. Everybody had a good time. And, you know, and that was like the real deal there. You know, nobody really got out of hand, got mad at each other, but, you know, at the end of the show, you know, everybody laughed, had a good time, you know. That's how it really should be.
That's right, man. It ain't personal. It's all about trying to make action, man, all about trying to do something. At the end of the day, man, it's grudge talk, and it ain't nothing that's trying to go off the field. You know, it ain't that. And some people just don't understand it that way, and it come up, and some people try to take it to different levels, but you got to understand, this game here, just like you said, if you can dish it out and can't take it, maybe you might need to rethink opening your mouth sometime, because, man, there ain't nobody going to – people going to do what they got to do to try to get an edge on you some kind of way. So, I agree with you, man, and you know, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, like I say, you're right, because, you know, me, myself, if I can't take it or dish not, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where somebody is going to do me bad like that and I can't handle it, and then I want to act like I want to fight. Because, first of all, I shouldn't even got involved in if I knew I couldn't handle it.
Yep. You're right. I agree with that.
But all right, man. Look like the show going to be good tonight. So let me get back up here in the bushes, man, with my boys in the garage, man. We just having a good time.
And drinking.
And drinking. I'm turning the boys on to the show so they can see how this racing game go.
Where you from? Where you at?
I'm over in Dallas. I'm part of that Nightmare crew. I'm the DJ.
Oh. Oh, you're the DJ. Okay, I got you
on
playing all that good music,
that
truck. I got you. Okay,
all right. Oh, that's me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have said
looking
DJ Cool
C. Yeah, I'm looking forward for that 4th of July now.
I hear you. It's going to be off the chain, man. Come on down and do your thing.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm coming. But all right, man,
okay.
I'm sitting in the bushes.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, go ahead. Who got next?
Smooth, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Dow?
What up, Smooth? What's happening?
Shit, I ain't nothing, man. Step back, listen to the show.
Help us out. Give us your take on this racial accountability tracks and the smack talk, man. You know, what do you think? What do you think? You know, I hear different stuff. So.
You know, like the guys, you know, were saying earlier, it depends on the two individuals, you know. If me and the guy, you know, we cutting it up with each other, you know, and we both on that same level, and we know how far we can go with it without, you know, getting out of hand, that's cool. whether if you, you know, arguing with somebody that's real hot-headed and, you know, they can't really take it like that, you know, I think it's best, you know, don't go as far with it and just walk off and leave it alone, you know.
Okay, so if you see somebody and you know that they're getting like that and it may be involved one of your team members, with your team members, you know, if they're getting out of hand, you feel like y'all have enough responsibility to pull the guy off or something, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, you know, say, if anybody in my camp getting out of control, you know, most definitely, I know for a fact, me, my personal self, I can control that, you know. You know, I can control my team pretty much, you know what I'm saying, and keep them under control. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with that, too. So we're going to go to lines, and we're gonna see how many beg the difference, you know, see what it is. So, hey, Sharon, go to the next person, see what they got to say about it, you know.
You don't have any more hands up right now.
No. We don't have another hand up on that. No. This topic came up because there was someone calling and their hand is not up. I wanted to see them elaborate on it and see them put it out there. They hand not up. I'm not going to pull them out the bushes, so I guess they don't want to come to the forefront, just want to share their opinions. And it's like this, man, just like what everybody's saying, I kind of agree with what the line of what everybody was saying, and that's just the way I understand it, that we all in some way play a part in being accountable to try to help control the situation, because everybody know we go to the track, we talk smack, but it's all in the game of grudge, of trying to make a race, trying to win a little money, having a little bragging rights, and so what? It's not to when people get out of hand to try to escalate it. As we know, the weather's turning out to be beautiful, man. We're coming off into the season where it's going to get good, and, you know, we're going to be going late at night, and some of the folks, you know, can get out of hand, and this is just something, man, for all of us to understand. We all share some part of responsibility to trying to make sure it'd be a successful event. People come out, have a good time, and then we go our separate ways without any kind of altercation going down at the track. A few times things got out of hand, and we as racers and fans and human beings, we have family that we all need to go back home to. We have friends we run with. We talk to these guys all the time, and I feel like, you know, ultimately all of us share some part a responsibility to try to keep this game under control and just let each other know, hey, man, it's not about that. I just want to put it out there. I thought the guy come out tonight and share his opinion on it, but I guess he don't feel to. Go ahead.
We ain't back there for that, man. It's Bushnell, man. You just said a mouthful, man. That's what we back there for, what you just said, man. We ain't back there for that shit.
Yeah, you're right. We not out there. We definitely not out there for that. And when we see it, you know, when we see it and see it getting that way, man, a lot of us know some of these people. Instead of trying to urge it on, man, we got a responsibility to try to defuse the situation. Man, we got a lot of good races coming up. We got a lot of people going to be at the track. Going to be a lot of kids out there, a lot of people, wives out there. Hey, man, we got things that we got to do after the races. But we've come to the races, man, to have some fun, man, and go down on people and brag and talk smack. But at the end of the night, man, it ain't personal. It's just part of the game. And for some who don't understand it, maybe they need to sit back. Like the guy said, if you can't take it, try not to get off into it, because we not going to the track for that. I just kind of want to know, it came to me and somebody thought that I should put it out there and see how people feel. So far, to me, the majority once he spoke up, I kind of have the same viewpoint, and I just wanted to see how many other races feel the same way, because we got to all protect each other in these events that we go through, and even when we travel, as we traveling out of state and having people come from different states that we really don't know as individual, as personal, but the smack talk is going to go down, and it's going to go down heavy But we got to be mindful, man, it's just a part of the game. I don't care where you go in the country. If there's grudge racing, there's smack talking. And some think that it's going to go away, but I beg to differ. As long as it's grudging, it's going to be smack talk. That's just part of this game. We got any other hands popped up, Sharon, that want to elaborate on it? Anybody got something they want to add to it? Anybody got another spin on it they want to put to it? Or anybody got a lock in they want to go for a race that's coming up? Hey, anybody? Before I go too far, Sharon, we got a hand. I'll get that in a minute. We got any other hands popped up? I can't see.
Yeah, you got a couple of hands up. Hold on.
Okay, go to it.
Hater Shaker, your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going? Tell me about it.
What's up, Hater Shaker? What's happening?
All right, how you doing, Ms. Sharon?
I'm fine, Hater Shaker.
Back. Good, good. So, Doc, I want to elaborate a little bit on that topic, man. That's a pretty good one, bro. There's some things that took place this weekend, man. Something similar, man, and kind of got out of control, man. Well, first of all, let me put it out there. Hater Shaker got the 6-0 belt in a given Sunday, you understand me? So, an old daddy boy, he got the 7-0 belt with part of Hater Shaker team. And so, we did rock around the flops a little bit with our belts, and we wanted a little change on top of that there. So, you know, we flops a little bit. And I think a whole lot of folks really didn't take too lightly of that there, you understand me? They got upset, and some kind of got the little rules in their eyes, and I'm okay with all that there. Well, we're my cousins, you understand? I ain't gonna put him out there. We all know who I go down, but it wasn't him, but it was his entourage, you understand me? The ones that stood behind the scenes, they got a bunch of pictures of the ones winning a chucket out of, you understand me? Them the ones that was back there slinging with cookies, you know what I'm saying? Blowing smoke and rah-rah and all that good stuff. Well, after I ran those Steve Boy for the belt, I shut it down. I said, okay, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? That's what I come here for, you feel me? Well, they thought that I should have ran them too. After that, I'm like, no, I'm done for the night, baby, you know what I'm saying? You can catch me on the next any given Sunday, because that's what it's all about, you understand me? Well, they didn't take too lightly of that, so one of them looked like a catfish went out the water 3 days. He come up there bumping his gloves and everything, and he the one that kind of profound everything, got everything all up in uproar, and kind of got it all twisted and discombobulated, and that's how the thing kind of got kicked off, and it kind of laid down, man. They was actually holding the guys back, man. Through them trying to get at you, boy, and everything. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? We come here to race, man. We come here to squabble. What's really going on, bro? It's crazy, man. It was some crazy stuff. Trust me, I'm telling you, it was off the chain. It was stupid crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I could see if I ran over the man. Well, I didn't even know, man. And it was all jacked up like that, bro. You know, it's crazy. But, you know, I'm all right with that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what haters do. You know what I'm saying? They hate. And that's what Hater Shaker do. He shakes it off. So, I mean, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody out there, hey, come on to the line and get your ass shook off. So, that's all good. That's really all I got to say about that, brother.
Hey, now, that's right. Come on. Like you say, what happened, he jumped off like that, man. Hey, man, folks need to understand, we don't show up to the track for that. And, you know, when it's like that, like you say, good thing it didn't happen. And somebody was accountable for that person, whoever was getting out of trouble. That's a part of accountability, man. The guy who was holding the guy back, he was doing the right thing. The guy that was out of control at the time, his thinking probably wasn't clear and he didn't care. But at the end of the night, when it's all over and done with, man, he probably appreciate that guy keeping him out of a situation because you never know what's going to happen. That's a part of what I'm saying as racers, as spectators. Man, we have to play a part in trying to keep this straight. Because some folks, at some given time, at some track, somewhere in the country, going to get out of hand. But at the end of the night, like you say, Hater Shaker, you was out there to race, to do your thing, not to go out there to have that kind of altercation. So, you know, I agree, man. It's a good thing it happened. We got to just stay on top of that when we see it happen, man, as racers and as fans, man, to try to keep this thing under control where we can go back and have fun. So, I agree with you, man. So it's a good thing it didn't happen. So who we got next, Sharon?
Undertaker, your mic is open.
Good evening, Race World. Miss Sharon, Tommy Dog, how y'all doing?
What's happening, Rich?
Hi. Oh, not a whole lot. First of all, I want to congratulate Hater Shaker on his win. And so far as the accountability, the fellow, whoever it is, that brought this topic up, that's the topic of the show, accountability. So if he's going to bring it up, he needs to be accountable, whoever it is, to elaborate on the subject.
I thought he was gonna push the one button, and I spoke with him. I said, "Well, if I bring it up, man, come up and give your take on it. Don't sit back. I'm started working in the dark, man. So I don't know if he's out there or not. But I'm gonna give a fella a chance to push the one button, step up to the plate, because it's really a good subject. Because if you listen to it, it happened. I know a couple of weeks ago, and here it is again. Haydashake is just saying, you know, it happened again. And at the same token, man, folks were accountable. They kind of stepped up and did the right thing to try to keep this from getting out of there. Man, we got a lot of racing going to go on this year. Should be a lot of good racing, a lot of hot nights, a lot of action, a lot of smack talk. And, man, we just got to make sure we keep it about grudge and keep it about fun and not let it get to the personal level where it can get out of hand. So, man, if you're out there, push the one button. And come, hey, join in on this topic. This ain't my topic. This is your topic. I'm just putting it out there to the grudge world so we can shed some light on it. People can think about it and try to help keep this stuff in perspective. If you beg to think it's different, you think it's not part of the grudge game, if you think it's part of the grudge game, or you think the game of smack talking is going to go away, trust me, smack talking and grudge, it goes together.
It ain't going to never go away.
It ain't going to never go away. So don't come thinking it's going to go away. It's not. This is not the choir boy sport. This is outlaw grudge racing. It is best. Act talking goes worst before it go away. Trust me. So if you have to push the one button, you see any hands go up there?
Yeah, you've got a few hands up.
Okay, well, go ahead on.
Chris, your mic is open.
Hey. Good evening, race fan, Tommy Dog, Miss Cheryl.
What's that?
All right, it was sorry that we know we was out the red line. It was just, I guess, it's part of the topic you're talking about. It was some guys that was out there in a green truck, you know. Somebody in the crowd whispered they wanted Kenny Duke. You know, I didn't know these guys. They said they're from Louisiana. I seen them in Houston. They got a green truck. And so I just messing with the guy. I told the guy, I said, ooh, Kenny Duke going to knock y'all socks off. So the dude, he's a pretty cool dude, and as he was walking back, he said he wants the Black Nova we was with. I said, well, I'm not with a Black Nova, but, you know, me just trash talking, didn't know who this dude was. He turned around, he told me, you know, yeah, we're going to get him. Then also at the end of it, he told me, well, you come on up here, you get that Nova, but we're going to knock the boots off of you. You know what I'm saying? Cause I had some boots on, but he was like, you know, just trash talk in general. He was, didn't know me, and I didn't know him, and I had seen him, but it was just all race talk with him, like, you know, get up here, and he never got out of line. I never got out of line. It was just all in fun. At the end, we laughed about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't go that far where nobody gets too mad where they can't laugh about it, you know. If you're going to race, you're going to race. If you're not, you're not.
Yeah. I agree. Okay.
Flip. Your
okay,
mic is
Sharon.
Flip.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight, Miss Tracy, Sharon?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, other way around. Miss Sharon, Tracy, what's up?
Hey, Flip.
Hey, man, go ahead. No, go ahead, Tracy, you good?
Get King B back on. He want to come back on, so he must have something to say to Red Hot. Sharon,
okay.
Get back on.
We're going to crush his motherfucking candy.
Yeah.
Red Hot, been quiet. Y'all about to leave him alone.
Well, I tell y'all like
Red Hot,
this.
Are you on your medicine tonight? Red Hot, are you on your medicine
no,
tonight?
Ma'am.
That's
no,
why he
ma'am.
Said quiet.
And you sure let him know when Red Hot not on his medicine, you normally have to hang him up.
Go ahead, Flip.
I was just going to say, you know, everybody hit on some pretty good points there, and I got to agree with the last couple callers. You know, as long as we can keep it racing, you know, we good. But I'm sitting here on the phone, and something that the last guy said made a lot of sense, Tracy. I think you should implement what's called a grudge clock. I think you should implement a grudge clock on your show, and I think you should implement it at the track when we all standing around and everybody's high-siding and going back and forth. Because I think what happens sometimes, man, is when these cats can't lock up in a couple minutes, you know, then they want to start taking shots trying to antagonize the other guy. I think we should have a grudge clock on this show. I think if you can't lock nothing in 5 minutes or less, you ain't trying to race. You either looking for something soft, like some wet bread, or you ain't trying to race. I think that a lot of times we all jump on the show, we hear two cats go back and forth for 5, 10, 15, 20, sometimes even 30 minutes long. They going back and forth, and at the end of the day, we don't even got a lock in. I think you put that clock on some people, and it'll make them realize, hey, either I'm going to have to race, or they going to cut off my limelight. So I either need to do something, or I need to go back and hide in the bushes. Because lots of times, what happens if these guys don't get together in the first couple of minutes, that's when they start taking these serious shots at each other, and that's when, you know, these personal comments start coming out. But I agree, you're right, man. I mean, people got their families out there. They got their kids. They got their, sometimes their coworkers. Sometimes they got bosses. I mean, I'm not going to mention no names. I'm not going to say nothing about it. I'm just going to say I lost a potential sponsor last year because of that, because they walked away with a bad taste of Grudge Racing in their mouth. I had a cat saying, man, I like what you do. I like these videos. I like what y'all talking about. He went out to the track, and he was completely turned off by the behavior of people that I couldn't even control. So it's like sometimes, man, you got more out there than some people know as far as what's at risk, what's at stake. Is it stop Flip from racing? Hell to the no. But it would have been nice to have somebody along to help. But just the fact that, you know, some people might have came at other guys wrong, you know, and didn't, you know, and nobody's no angel here by any means. But, you know, sometimes, man, you just got to keep it about two cars going down the track. It can't be about all this extra stuff, because that's when you get on that personal note, and that's when people try to, you know, raise their hands. But, man, we got to remember at the end of the day, this ain't about nothing but two cars going down the track side by side. Whatever happens in the negotiation, man, that's just negotiation. But yeah, I think that smack talk is borderline getting too far out of control. If it ain't about the man's car, or if it ain't about, you know, a light or something that's got to do with something about them cars going down a track, I personally think you out of line. You know, calling people broke, calling people this, calling people that, you know, that's out of line, man. That's because that's talking about somebody's personal standpoint. You know, I mean, that's their personal business. I think that's just completely out of line when it comes to Grudge Racing, because all we talking about is two cars going down a track at the same time, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I need
you. Hey, Tracy,
I'm sorry, hang on one second, Byron. Tracy, I really think you ought to consider that 5-minute grudge clock. I think it should be part of the show, man. When these cats come on here, they want to holler about racing, locking in, got to hit that clock on them. It's going to do one of two things. Either we're going to have a whole lot of lock-ins a whole lot faster, or we're going to have a whole lot of people start wasting other people's time. Because any lock-in that I've ever done, if you can't lock me in, or I can't lock you in 5 minutes, I'm done. Because my opinion of you is you ain't trying to race. You know, either I'm going to give you something, or I want to get something, and if we can't agree on them terms, we done. I think you should really consider that, man. I think you put that clock on people, like Samuel Jackson said in that movie about the chess game, man. You put that clock on their ass, a whole different person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear your point.
I got a lot to say about that. This grudge game.
DJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
I've been around for a long time. Can I speak, please?
Go ahead on.
Yeah, that, you know, my thing is this: when it comes to this grudge game, Tracy, you've been around as long as I have. Man, you never know what you're going to expect at a grudge event. I mean, I just seen it with people fighting. I just see people having fun. I see people talking shit. It's all, you know, it's all a part of the grudge. It's, you know, my thing is this, when people go to talking shit, you got to expect the unexpected, because you never know what the other person going to say. Now, if you feel like as a person they getting out of line with you, it don't take none to walk away to kill the grudge talk, you know, because I tell people that all the time. It takes two people to talk. I mean, to somebody talk to themselves, I think everybody going to think they're crazy. But, you know, my thing is this, it is a limit. I mean, to, you know, just like a Flip said, it is a limit to that. If Flip, I hate that you lost your little sponsorship, but I know as this guy, whoever came and confronted you about the girls talk, whatever, you probably knew what, you didn't know what they were going to say. And I understand that. I mean, it's just unexpected, you know. And I hate that you lost your little girls sponsorship, but I wish you would just tell your sponsorship, there's a lot of things being said around here, you know, because you never know what's going to be said, you know. And I can understand that some people, when they see that kind of talk, yeah, they run from it, you know, because it's like, wow, they really talk rough. But, man, grudge has always been rough to me, man. Grudge talk always been rough, you know. And the thing is, like I said, it depends on the person. I mean, like I said, who it is, you know. If a person cares all the time, if they cussing all the time, I'm talking about 10, they're going to say some foul, crazy stuff. You know, if they talking with Laney without the application, they're going to say some pretty simplified stuff that's going to either be funny or just raw, you know, just grudge talk. But grudge talk is what it is, man. It's unexpected. You never know what they're going to say. You know, and that's the reason why people like to hear it, because you never know what it's going to be said. I think that when it comes to girls racing, you know, a lot of people, you know, take the fun out of it when they want to fight, you know. And I'm going to say just like everybody else say, you know, if you can't take it, man, don't put it out there. Because like I said, if everybody knew exactly what everybody would say out their mouth, hey, man, you probably wouldn't be doing a whole bunch of talking, you know. But it is what it is, man. But it has some context to it, though. That's all I have to say about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Red Hot, man. I'm listening in, and I really just want to give my comment on a serious note, man. As a talk show host, we don't have control of what grown-ups do, but I will say this, Thomas, dog. You and I both, so what, we both got mics in our hands, and I would tell you, as a talk show host, we do have a lot of influence. We can't control grown-ups, but, you know, when people love to listen in on these talk shows, we have influence. I tried something different. I come on Wednesday, man, at 7 o'clock. It wasn't that I was trying to control nobody. I tried a grudge race court. And I'm telling you, we had guys that was almost about to fight, man. All we did was put them on the court docket. And I mean, we laughed from the time the show come on to the time the show ends. The ones that got the hang up with each other, we let them speak their side. Not arguing with each other, but speak their side to the people we picked out to just give an honest opinion. And I tell you, man, I argue and all the bickering. I ain't saying it's ended, but it cut it out tremendously at the racetrack. Because people felt like, you know, wasn't nobody taking sides. We just controlled the conversation, let people get out there and speak their side. And I'm telling you, when people calm down and come on these talk shows, a lot of times they'll see who was at fault, whether it was them or the other person. And I'm telling you, this is designed to have fun, man. We'll never get the money back we're putting in all this. And nobody on this show is more hype than me at times. But I realize, like, I hope everybody in Grudge Race can realize that we will never get our money back. This is designed to have fun, talk trash, and at the end of the day, hope you won more money than you lost, but enjoy the people that's willing to do the same thing that you do.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, if y'all ever listen to it, I promise you, at the end of the night on Wednesday, you'll laugh about it, but I'm telling you, it works for us. We let people that's on the show, that's regular people, that's neutral in different states, be our children. And they really just tell the people their honest opinion. It's not confrontational. I mean, we give them live, we give them dead center. We give them probation, we give them 5 years, whatever we give them, when they hang up the phone, they go about their business. But they realize at the end of the night who was right and who was wrong. So I would encourage people, you know, we all get to have disagreements and get high-headed at any time, but man, it's really just racing. If we look at
it, never got high.
Trying to have as much fun as we can, right, sir?
I said, I ain't never got high. I'm always having a goddamn good time. Having a good time now.
Yeah, but I don't got high. And I'm telling you, I'm listening at the show, and I don't mean no disrespect. Some of the people are down, you know, talking down like we damn near assume. Man, I'm telling you, I got on the show to have fun and listen to Atomic Dog. Man, just if people just try to enjoy themselves, I'm telling you, everybody have fun. Every night is going to be the best night.
Enjoy yourself, man.
Hold up. I'm trying to be saying. Hold up. Let him talk. And then you can talk. Wait on, Red Eye.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Who was that?
Hey, Jason.
Jason.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on now, this Batman. Now, you made me hang up my Charlie Brown phone. You just tell him, get him one, get him my phone, too. You told me to take my
phone. He's on somebody else's phone,
Batman.
He's on somebody else's phone.
Yeah, that's two gills, man. We've been talking about this about an hour now. All the goddamn action is now.
How much your wins are we going to put your ass on trial? You interrupted that man and he hosting the show. You got on there and wins at 310, 388, 97.5, and 715 your ass on trial.
Where's that damn action at now, man?
All right. Hey, who was the next caller? Somebody else had the hand up, Chad. I can't see. All right, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Did King B come in on a locking meeting?
I got King B back on, and I'm going to tell you whose mics are open, okay? DJ Madhouse,
okay.
Kenny Duke, both of y'all's mics are open. King B is back on, and his mic is open.
Okay, who next? Who next? Kenny Duke? Who next?
Whoever's
oh, man,
first.
I don't wondering if King B's going to go in there and strap it on
Candy.
Our candy red hot. Our candy.
Can you get on his ass, King B?
King B, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm looking for our candy red hot. Uh-huh.
Red hot. Boy, you got
it. Sweet Mother Jesus.
What you want to lock in, baby? I mean, you the slowest thing going. If you don't feel like you can run the shit up, give me what you want.
See that the slowest thing going.
I tell you what you gonna make? I ain't asking for nothing. You wanna lock some? What kind of money you gonna lock in to make me want to travel to get up and come to Mississippi?
I lock in. I ain't gonna lock in no more. No willing to pay if I cop break. I lock in $200 or $300. That's the most I lock in.
No.
I ain't trying to show that I can lock in as much as anybody else. And my conversation is I go out. When you show up, I
yeah,
call
but you.
Yeah,
but you got to lock in.
You
got to do
up,
a little something more. It's going to cost me more than $300 worth of gas to get down there and back.
Okay.
Hey.
Let me say this to you.
Okay,
what do you want to lock in?
Will you be able to make it to Dallas next week? Will you be able to make it to Dallas next week?
I can't promise you that. I'm going to try to slow. I'm going to try to run everybody from Texas
I'm holding
this
emotion.
Weekend. I got to get this weekend out of the way.
You want to slide me in the way?
I got to try to run this weekend.
That sticky hat.
Now,
I don't care if you got the fire yet. Like,
you
just make the field.
I lock you in. If you can't, I'm going to stay. And they told me you so slow, I do something for your heart. I
say slow.
I'll let you hold my father while we run the race. Because I heard you the slowest thing in Texas.
Slow.
Hold on, guys. Yeah. Hold on. King B dropped off. Let me get him back.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
Red Hot.
Yeah, come on, buddy.
You ain't got no small time shit down there. You trying to put a goddamn chance to call people. What a small time call is that down there?
Yeah, I was going to say it was something like that. Hello?
Hey, what you got? I mean,
hey,
off like that, man. I ain't fuck all that. Fuck that shit.
Hey, I'm trying to find out what the man wants. Then my three people talking, what the hell you can get, what the hell you want down there. All I got to do is understand what you asking for. So you said what they put you down there.
He next man he feel like he's going to let you tell your ass. Which they feel like he said he's going to let you tell your ass.
Hey man,
hold on, let me stop right there. You jumped on the goddamn show. My name was first on the motherfucking list, and then you said you had a motherfucking chassis car. I told you you need to fuck with Butlin, Monk, and people like that, man. So now I'm asking you, why was I calling that?
I'm asking you, what do you want? I want your slow ass.
No. You trying to? I don't want to get spotted shit fucking with you. My shit ain't slow.
Okay,
I don't need you spot me shit.
You.
I need
okay,
you find
you
people
like
me.
I ain't gonna spot you. Listen,
huh?
I ain't gonna spot you. I'm gonna set my ball in my trailer. I'm gonna raise my hood. If you see them on motor, I'm gonna run you head the fuck up, baby. Nah, I ain't gonna spot you. What you mean now, Bushmill?
I don't know nothing about that shit, man. I got to scout you with that if you talking about running me on. You said to run me on motor.
I hear you over that door.
I don't like motor. Let you kick your wheel closed.
You say you run me on motor with your car?
Now you act like you're in the bushes hiding. Hell to hell, baby.
Man, I'm trying to see what you say. You said you run me on motor. That's what you saying, right?
Man,
Bush,
that
man said he'll run you on motor, Bush, now.
I Tommy Dog, we might can do that, but I need to see what he's looking like, Tommy Dog. I ain't going to jump down to Tommy Dog. He run me on goddamn motor. He have a 900 cubic inch motherfucking motor there on motor.
Bush, that man run you on motor, Bush, they'll let you tell your ass. You should tell him you're loading up now.
Man, I don't know what that man got. I ain't going to say no shit like that. That man might have a motherfucking mount motor. I don't know what the fuck that man got on there.
Tommy
Dog.
You don't give a damn. You a grudge racer.
I never did say I wouldn't run that man out, Tommy Dog. I just say I know what that man got, man. That's the difference. I said I wouldn't run it.
The man said he'll run your own motor, Bush.
I'm gonna run him on motor. I'm gonna run him up with a chassis car.
Hey, first man, let me ask you this.
That's a good range. He running you straight. If he running you straight low, then he.
Lock that in, Tommy Dog.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I got a W on mine. I got a 10-5 W. What you got,
Bushnell? 28S, man. I mean, a 29S, I'm sorry.
You got what?
A 29S?
I can't. No, what width, man? We talking width. We ain't talking height.
Oh, a 29, man.
Yeah,
I got 29.
Height.
Hey, he said narrow. He didn't say tall. He didn't say tall. He didn't say tall. He said narrow.
No, I win. Your top 29 inches wide and mine 10-5. I win then.
No, he told you how tall. Hey, no, no, no. He told you how tall his tie was. He didn't say how wide his tie. Red, how you said you had a 10-5. Bushnell said how tall his tie was. He hadn't said how wide it was.
No.
Bushnell, how wide is your time?
Bushnell's putting.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So he's got his 500. If red hot don't raise Bushnell, he gets 200 from red hot, 300 from me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Bushnell, if red hot don't raise, Bushnell got 500. You gonna get a three. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So Bushnell is that a lot?
For both sides, I'm not saying nothing towards you. I'm saying this to both sides, so Red Hot can hear me too. Okay, if it's a problem where Red Hot don't race you, his car breaks or whatever, or he just says, hey, I'm not going to race you. You got 300 coming from me. okay?
That's right.
Y'all sit around to the end of the night and let the track close. I mean, don't expect me to pay.
No.
So I'm just making that clear as a third party person. I'm just making that clear.
When the sun motherfucker starts dying down, that's what I wait.
Do you want to set a time for yourself?
No, when the sun died out, and I sit that heat and cool off from that track, that's what I'm waiting. And that's gonna be the first at dawn. It's gonna be right at dawn.
Okay. And let's agree, Pushnell. First dawn is 7:15. Let's agree by 8. We gotta run. Bushnell, the easiest thing going. I promise you, he ain't waiting on me.
Speaking on the motherfucking goddamn ladder bar called Clown. Goddamn.
Red Hot.
Hey, Bush, man, go get your blood pressure medicine, man. You getting high?
No,
let me tell you something about Red Hot. You don't know nothing about me.
Oh,
my sister, I'm going to be trying to attend my high talk, man. I'm good. I'm in good health, man. This normal shit for me. Yeah, so ain't no blood pressure going up. I ain't got no blood pressure.
I'm really trying to keep
it quiet. I'm a gap. I ain't got blood pressure. What you talking about, man?
I really trying to keep it quiet. I'm a gap.
No blood pressure. Well, last time you check yours. Yeah.
All y'all is no breathing. Get somebody recording. Red Hot telling you right now he gonna gap Bush nigga.
No, bet on the gap. Bet on the gap.
Bet the gap, Bush.
What I have to say about that,
like, he chose
to
be with this
kind of
woman.
She played. I'm gonna go on the tree. 100
on the gap.
Hey, Red Hot.
Red Hot. Hey, I got that bet. Red Hot, look at that bet. I bet your honey don't gap it.
I'm gonna put the other 400 on top of 300. I got the $500 bet you don't get
it. Yeah, I bet you 100 you don't get it.
What you got on the tree,
Red Hot?
I got 400 on
it. You don't it.
I got 400 on it. That's 500 right there on the gap, Red Hot.
Red Hot, you been on the gap, Red Hot. You still been on the gap?
I ain't ashamed to say it. Y'all spooked me on the gap. Too many of y'all trying to fit, man. Y'all spooked me on the gap.
What you got on the tree?
No on the gap.
Hey, what you got on the tree?
Man, I bet you on the tree.
I got 400 you don't on gap.
I think you send a whoop to your tree. I think you send a whoop to you. I think he all in right now. What you got on the tree? You want to bet something on the tree?
Man, I'm telling you, when you show up, me and you going to be the race of the night, because I'm telling you, I'm going to be betting you every way we can turn.
Hey, what you got on the tree, man? Fuck all the extra talk. We talking about what y'all bet, man. What you got on the tree now?
I
ain't got nothing on the tree?
You on the tree. Man, I promise you I'm betting you on the tree.
How much?
We ain't talking about that on the pot. I'm betting on the tree if we don't bet. Man, I bet on the tree if we don't bet on nothing else. They told me the last time you sat there and cut an eight something, you talking about you cut a good life.
Man, I've been, you tripping. I've been to Roy Hill driving school, man. You lost. You late, man. I've been to Roy Hill, man.
Okay. Hey, man, I ain't gonna hold up a Tommy Dog show. Tommy Dog,
yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, Red Hat. I need to talk to you.
You got too many raisins? You got too many? You tapped out?
Hey, who I'm talking to?
I fell off.
This motherfucker has all in on the bridge. She got all in.
You got KB. You telling the man with no stinger. You say he ain't got no stinger.
Hey, calm it down. Who I'm talking to now?
King B.
Man, you talking to King B. I feel like I want to go to
King B. He hit out the whole motherfucking show. He going to hear me lock in my third race, and then he come out to push. Him and Bush nail was playing side by side.
Man, I feel like I'm
about myself. Man. Now, he ain't by me. I'm by myself.
I'll be by myself.
Listen, you want to lock up five on a thousand, head up, keep the hood closed. Is that what you saying you want to do? Say it.
I want to do 500 on the pro.
Is that what you want to do?
I want to do 500 on the pro tree, man. Yeah.
And you ain't even said what the hell you
want to
do on a
race,
and you talking about on a tree.
A 500, you right, you're right. 500 on the 1,000, man. What you want to do? You already got me a lot of race. I just want to make sure, since you want to play. You got the talking part. You got your mouthpiece all up the car. She can get up. She can get ready.
Now, listen, you can be. Listen to me, man. I'm
going
200 on 1,000. Head up, standing. We flip on through. Up to the raceway. We got to run by 7 o'clock. Because King, old Snail, Bushnail just came in by 8. By 7 o'clock, man, you got to raise 200 on 1,000. Do you want to lock that up?
You
want to
lock it
up?
King B, I'm gonna do the same thing for you I did for Bushnell. I'm gonna cover that 300 for you.
Am I going to the gym tomorrow?
King B, do not want to race, y'all. King B,
King B, what are you going to do?
What time you want to run by?
What time? I don't know. Maybe 8, 9 or something.
9 o'clock. He got a race at 8 o'clock already. 9 o'clock, good for you, King.
Man, listen, I got 4 races, man. I'm trying to slide these 4 races in early. I want you at 7. Will you agree to run by 7, man?
I ain't gonna agree to run by them 7 o'clock, homeboy.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy Dog, find me another turtle, man. I want another turtle, man. Find me another turtle.
Hey, y'all agree to rank y'all time just off. You already got one locked up at 8 o'clock. But what can y'all go to? I mean, he's saying 7. You can't run him at 8 because he already got it locked in. You know, 7:30 would be enough time if y'all split the difference, you know. I mean, 8, 8, 8:30. What about 7:30?
What if I say 7:30?
Don't take me eight, nine hours, man. If I go to 7:30, will you agree, King B? Man, I'm sorry, King B ain't trying to race. He's talking to his coach. Shit, nigga, I ain't got no coach, man. He's a boy. Well, you got my opportunity, boy. I ain't going to show you how much sweet candy you is, boy.
Real tough. Back,
ain't nobody understand what the hell you saying. Now you rapping to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You
want to
race, man?
Mm-hmm.
Or you
done gave
up?
Mm-hmm. I ain't racing on no shit, but I don't know time. Shit, I'm already down 8, 9 hours.
I can't say I'm
going
to race you before the track close. I got 4 races.
Now, here's what we're doing. Don't worry about it. I don't want to do nothing. I'm going to stop holding up the show. I don't want to do nothing.
Okay, that's all. That's no race. That's all. That's all.
What you come around doing?
Okay, Kenny B.
Hey,
Red Hot Nation.
Hold on. Hello, Tommy Dog. I'm finna work with him. Hey, Bushnell, will you run me down?
You been like me or something, man. Why you said you been calling my goddamn name all night, man?
Will you run me by seven, man? I'm trying to line and get King B by 8. Will you run me by 7?
Oh, man, I mean, I tell you I'll run you soon. It don't matter what time I run you, man. I tell you loads of sun go down, so I ain't got no problem
okay.
with you talking about, man.
Hold on. You just said
that shit you're talking about, I ain't got no problem with you talking about.
Okay.
I run you by 7, King B. I run you by 8. Yeah, you can run me by 7. Okay, me and you agree that we run by 7, Bushnell. I don't run you by 8, King B. I don't want to do nothing, bro. I'm free.
Oh, okay. I give up then, man.
So you and Bushnell still at 8 o'clock? Hey, you and Bushnell still at 8 then, right?
Yeah, we can do it by 8.
Okay.
Just as long as you don't call my goddamn name no more.
Okay, sure, we got another hand up.
Hey, man, when I first called your name, you asked. I know how to make you change your feelings about hearing your name.
Do what, man?
When I first called your name, you asked. You were grinning and telling everybody he know me.
Yeah, I don't even know nothing about your car, none of that shit, man. I went out with Tony Dawson, say, man, what is you talking about, man? If you go back to that shit, I'll ask you how to look about your shit, man. What are you talking about? I asked you maybe one thing. I asked you said somebody was a chassis car, and that was it. I don't know what you got, man. I ain't don't know what shit you got. None of that shit.
Hey, man,
well,
I'll
run
your
ass.
You done got up there. We trying to have fun. You up there. Take your blood pressure for you.
Say, man. I'm having fun, man. I'm going to tell you how long I've been having fun. I've been having fun since 94, since the street days. That's how I've been having a goddamn fun since 94, having fun. And living behind that. So I'm still having fun. It's 13.
So what you cussing everybody for if you're having fun?
listen.
I'm going to see your ass in Hattiesburg, but I won't talk to you no more.
We'll see you Saturday.
Okay, all right, Sherry, anybody else?
No, you don't have any more hands up.
Hey, Bushnell.
Yeah.
Say, let's have a shake them.
Yeah, what's up?
Say, check it out. Attica race. Run that 89 Camaro. We all motor. All we need is to move. You spray
what
everything you
Camaro?
Got.
What 89 Camaro?
Sitting on 28.
I don't know. What is he talking about? Who car you talking about?
Don't matter who car. Sitting on 28. On motor.
Sitting on 28, it don't matter.
Let us get out of there. We sitting on 28. We sitting like you sitting. Let us get out of there. And you spray all you got. For whatever you want to do it for.
What about you? What you going to do with your car?
Listen to what I'm telling you. This is my cap, bro. I just told you.
I'm going to offer you everything you wanted last week. The back tire, the back clip, you got that.
What I'm trying to get you to understand.
Huh?
89 Camaro. Sitting on 28. 89 Camaro. Sitting on 28.
We're going to talk about two of them, though.
Listen. Slow down, bro. Slow you down. Don't get upset. 89 Camaro. Sitting on 28. We all motor. All we ask for is letting us get out of there.
I don't even know what country you're talking about, man. You sound like this dude over here in Louisiana. I don't even know what about the guy. So I already got one like that already.
You done seen the car.
I just said on you. We're going to get to that one, too, though. I said on you, though. You got everything you wanted. What you want to do with your car?
A.D. Rigmate.
Everything you wanted.
A.D. Rigmate. Mr. Mad.
I'm
what you want to do? He on
the back tie. If it's A.D. Rick,
I can't say to get out of there. We all know that. All he said is let him get out of there.
You got everything that you got. He got the
you're
back tie.
Scared
ass. You everything
you want. All he said is let him get out of there. Now, what's your scared ass want to do?
You got everything you want, man.
I'm telling you what the man, listen, bro.
What you want
to do with this race tonight? It's real simple. If you don't,
what you want
to
do with you?
Say you can't have it.
You don't want to do nothing with you. That's what it sounds like.
Listen to me, bro. This man is on motor.
Yeah, you don't
want to
do nothing with
you.
But he got the back tie there. We don't shift gears. He got the back tie because you don't want to do nothing with yours.
Get out of there. He's for everything
you got.
He got
the back tie. And you don't want to do nothing with yours. So that's off, man.
You got everything on, bro. Everything. This man on motor.
You everything. I'm going to do this for the fans. I'm going
to
do this for the fans with you. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Hey, you the scale of the day you're in. If you want to take everything, I'm going to give you everything.
What else want to bet with him on that?
I'm okay.
What else want to bet with him? Whatever you want to do it for, sir. It's real simple.
Yeah, I'm a gap. We can move on, man. You don't want to get gap, man. I'm a gap. That fits you.
You see what I'm saying? You're chucking away from your goddamn head, boy. You feel me? That's what the business is.
What you talking about?
Yeah. When you feel mad enough, you pull up your pants, and you pull up your skirt, and you come around at us, boy. Real talk.
I'm hiding you by some laces. What are you talking about? I'm going to gap you, man. I'm trying to gap you. That's what I'm trying to do to you.
You go to this color, man. This dude ain't real, man. This dude figures out, get out. It's a tough dog. Can you have permission, son? Yeah,
yeah,
that's what you do.
I told you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm done with that. You know, let's go. I'm done. I ain't ready to tell you. I'm 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 tuning in. So, Sharon, let's just go on there and do our final comments. We're going to get out of here.
What final comment?
Hey, good show, everybody. And all I got to say is that's why we need a grudge clock right there. Grudge clock, grudge clock.
Doug, final comment.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing, man? Good show, good show, good show.
All right, Doug.
Got some good weather going on out here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to take mine out this weekend and see what I can do. I have to change that ignition box, but I got it right now.
I hear you. Good luck with it.
Okay, you have a good one.
All right.
Undertaker, final comment.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
Great show, everybody. Say, man, I hope it ain't no forest fires, no top school. Bush, they'll be the first one run up out of there. I'm out.
Smooth, final comment.
Good show, good show, good show. Y'all keep it good.
Bushnell, final comment.
Razor's fans, spectators, see y'all in the press. Keep it good.
Slick, final comment.
Keep good show, man, good show.
Jackie, final comment.
Tracy, Sharon, thanks for y'all's time. Appreciate Red Hot coming on here. Bushnell, appreciate you locking in. We're going to go to Hattiesburg and show them boys what we about. And we'll be back next weekend and talk about the mass flippers we handed out.
All right.
Red Hot
still
on your phone?
Tracy, you and Miss Sheriff, his dog, man, Miss Sipper, man. Good show. All right, man.
King B, final comment.
Y'all keep the drugs, man.
T-Mac, you got anything?
Yeah, good show, Miss Sharon, Tracy, all y'all. Undertaker. That's all I'm going to say, Undertaker.
Okay, Tracy, it's on you.
All right, man. We appreciate everybody for tuning in to Grudge Inc., sponsor of the Tom McDowell Show, man. We want to wish these guys traveling this weekend, man, to go out and be safe. Take care of yourself, man. Go out and have fun. Remember, man, it's all about the game of grudge. You know, smack talking part of the game. Everybody got to be accountable if they see it getting out of hand. Man, pull you guys to the side because we go to the track, like they say, just to have fun and do what we love to do and keep it grudge on the track, man. So, hey, with that said, man, we see everybody next week, man. Thank you for tuning in. Good night, everybody. Keep it safe.